X plus Y opens first suburban office hub for home workers this weekend. From flexible workspace provider XY has opened its first suburban site in Chiswick, potentially indicating upcoming trends for regional hubs rather than centralized HQs. The site at Chiswick Works W4 intends to meet local suburban demand for hybrid working and allow people to work close to home on days when they don't want to travel into central London. The BREEAM Very Good rated space is XY's first site targeted at remote workers, offering the escape, community, fun, and focus that working from home can lack. The 30,000 square foot space will be a mix of co-working, dedicated desks, and small offices, and there will be several enterprise suite spaces suited to larger companies. Picture: a photograph of the interior of Chiswick Works showing co-working spaces. Working near home can be a middle ground between working from home or going back to the office, so companies can offer a hub and spoke model. According to a Servation survey of 2,000 UK office workers, up to half would like to work near home in a serviced office or co-working space, as well as working in their main office. 20% predicted their company would retain their current office, but allow employees to work near home in flexible workspaces closer to where they live. The survey also found 53% of UK office workers plan to work in the office and remotely, typically 3 days in the office and two remotely. In line with XY's recent B Corp certification, from the triple height reception with floor-to-ceiling glazing bringing a huge amount of natural light to the dramatic mezzanine and inspiring mission room with amphitheater-style seating. There is also a full fresh air handling system to all spaces. The fit-out and furnishing of the space includes sustainable materials such as cork floors and bow acoustic panels, as well as locally and environmentally sourced furniture and a biophilic design. The site's industrial heritage is reflected in its contemporary design features, and the passing tube and train tracks provide the perfect, fun distraction through the floor-to-ceiling windows on the first floor. Rupert Dean, CEO and co-founder of XY, comments Chiswick Works is ideally located as our first West London outpost, an area that has long been considered a valuable base for creative and innovative entrepreneurs. The region was home to the UK's first ever shared workspace at Barley Mow in 1976, encouraging a plethora of individuals from designers and architects to jewelers and craftspeople. That eclectic mix of creative types remains as strong in West London today as ever, with 41 new startups said to be operational per square kilometer across the region. Furthermore, the pandemic has driven an increase in demand for hybrid working, with locals looking for a place to work close to home on days when they are not going into the office. Picture: a photograph of the interior of Chiswick Works showing a communal area. The government has announced plans to make the right to request flexible, but working a legal right from day one of employment. Every employee will be given the right to. Read full article. ACUS shares advice on hybrid working. ACUS has shared new advice for employers wanting to support hybrid working and execute it fairly. The pandemic has shown us that not everyone is treated. Read full article. Should workers have the legal right to work from home? Would a potential law change making home working a default right increase employee well-being or stifle innovation? The response to the government's flexible. Read full article. Work near home. Is this British startup the Airbnb for flexible working? A British tech startup has launched a new app where employees and companies can find flexible office spaces nearer to where they live in more than 350. Read full article. HSBC managers to hot desk instead of having private offices. HSBC's chief executive has told a national newspaper that an entire executive floor of its Canary Wharf office is now to be used as meeting rooms and collaborative. Read full article. Employers must not rush the return to the workplace, says CIPD. Despite calls from members of the UK government to end home working as soon as possible, new CIPD research has found that more employers reported increased productivity. Read full article. Virtual receptionists and monitoring air quality. Zoom smart updates. Zoom has recently launched a selection of new features to support hybrid workforces and help businesses re-enter the office safely. Blue Monday is the third Monday of January, on which sky travel calculates to be an annual low point for mental health on average, due to the unique circumstances. Read full article. The nation's routine changes. How happy are we? Daily routines have changed for the majority of UK workers in 2020. The 9-to-5 work on-site week, including commute, is no longer the same standard, nor are personal. Read full article. BP considers reducing property portfolio by half in flexible working move. The multinational oil company is considering closing half of its properties in some locations in a move towards flexible working for 50,000 office-based. Read full article.